Hey, I noticed you didn't post anything today. You okay? I tried what you suggested. I think he liked it. I think he liked all of it. It's funny to be married to someone for so long, but still be afraid to tell them what you really want or who you really are. But I'm okay telling all these strangers on GWA about my most secret desires. I'm okay telling them to you. I want to tell them to you. I rubbed him and sucked him off as he was waking up. Yeah, that was something you taught me. And then in the shower, I let him take me from behind while my face and breasts were pushed up against the glass door. He's always been long enough for stuff like that, so it's never been a problem. After we dropped our daughter off at her play date, I told him to fuck me on the kitchen table. I covered his balls with extra virgin olive oil and squeezed them tight with my fingers, and then lifted my legs over his waist. At night, I told him to tie me up. Yeah, that's kind of old hat for you and me, isn't it? We didn't actually have any rope, though, so I had to use the scarf that my mom gave me for Christmas. I opened my eyes right before I came, right before my orgasm. The last thing I saw was our bookshelf with our dusty copy of The Joy of Sex and that big stack of books on improving our marriage that our therapist recommended. What else? Oh, yeah, I gave him a hand job while we were waiting for my prescriptions to be filled at the drugstore. I think he's happier today. He fell asleep right away. Not me, though. I'm out in the living room recording this on my laptop. I thought I would fall asleep too, but I can't. The whole day we were having sex, I kept thinking it was you. I kept imagining it was your body next to mine, your cock I was touching, your cock that was inside me. I miss you. I miss your voice through my headphones. You understand me. You accept me for who I am. All of me. The darkest, dirtiest, most perverted parts of me. Sometimes when I'm out buying groceries or at the library, I think I hear your voice. I always walk up to that person and say, "Hey, do I know you from somewhere?" I try to be subtle about it. I pretend I have a little pain in my chest or that I twisted my ankle and give out a little moan. Oh. Yeah, you know those sounds. But they always give me a weird look and walk away. How are you getting along with your wife? Are things going better with her? I hope you're doing well. I miss your voice. Did I say that already? I miss your voice. Please post something on GWA. I need to hear you before I go to sleep tonight. Just thinking about you is making me dizzy and wet. Really wet, to tell you the truth. Gonna post a little audio of me rubbing myself. Nothing too crazy tonight. And I expect to hear something from you about you touching yourself tonight while you listen to me. Do we have a deal, mister? I should hope so. I miss you so much. I'm holding my breast softly, the way I imagine you would hold it. And now I'm moving my hand down between my legs. Oh, fuck! The bedroom light is on. Oh, fuck. How long has he been awake? Oh, fuck. I think he heard everything. Fuck. Fuck, he's coming here. I'm gonna delete everything now. All of it. I need to.